Okay, so we continue in the Chazon Ish. We are on page 41. We're up to Simin, Perek, whatever, Perek Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, whatever you call this. Page 41. So the Shira started as a Schos for the Nishmas of Der Chava Chaim Elez Ben Shemshaya. It should also be a Schos for Dave's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yezhi Ben Rechaim Menachem Mitzian. And should be a Schos for Fulish Lem of Kaim Doi Ben Menorach and Kanalei Abashay Derachol, and a Schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So continuing now, yesterday you talked about how don't think that a person's chachma comes simply from his capabilities, but also a big part of it is a person's behavior, how a person's midos, or rather, how a per whether a person works on his midos or not, and that if he fails to work on his midos, that will impact in a negative way his ability to gain chachma. He says, Yesh ish misavel hetev zulasi. There's a person who likes to help others. So when he meets his friend, it gladdens him, makes him happy. He smiles at him. And he gets nervous at the fact, or he shudders, that maybe he didn't treat his friend nicely. Maybe he said something inappropriate. Nothing bothers him as much as the thought of maybe offending someone else. Or maybe he did not assist his friend when he should have. And he never gets offended by his friend. His heart, which is full of love, covers up any deficiencies or any infractions done by his friend. So from the very outset, he's prepared to accept with a faithful love, whether his friend insults him, whether his friend harms him, because he knows that most people are not perfect. Most people have not worked on their midos. So what can he expect differently? And despite all this, he still respects others and honors them. And in his heart, meaning even internally, he doesn't have negative thoughts about other people or this or feel disdain for towards them and dishonor them in that way. So how is it possible that a person who expects so little from others can be so careful when it comes to their honor? In other words, he's basically saying, I'm totally covering up negative aspects of other people. And at the same time, I'm being very careful to make sure they get honored. So how is it that you don't expect a lot from them, right? Your whole attitude is people are imperfect and most people are not have not worked on their midos sufficiently, and so therefore they're probably not going to treat me right. And yet I'm going to go to the nth degree to make sure that I show them proper kavod. So he explains why. Ki tafnuke ha-nefesh, because the pleasures that motivate a person's nefesh, mifankim es ba'aleihem lios mishamish, will cause that the owner, which is the nefesh, to employ leman ha-tov himalei for the sake of good, gam b'shnei hafachim menoseh echad, even two opposite approaches to the same situation. So, meaning, what's he saying? He's saying that most people who indulge themselves and try to pamper themselves, they take very good care of themselves and they justify their own actions, but at the same time, they're critical of others. That's most people. Most people basically forgive themselves when they make a mistake, but when another person makes the same exact mistake, so right away they are critical. And they expect other people to, so to speak, be better than them, than they're prepared to be. So the Chazon Ish says that a person with proper midos is going to work on himself to do just the opposite. Human nature is I'm more demanding of others and I'm more forgiving of myself. So says the Chazon Ish, a person who works on his midos is going to be just the opposite. He's going to be more critical about himself and more forgiving about other people. He says, he's going to blame himself at every turn for failing short in his working on himself. And at the same time, he's going to justify the actions of his friends unconditionally, even if his friends' averas are thick like the rope, like a rope of a cart. this nefesh, this neshama that has worked on his midos, he doesn't have to demand of himself extra restraint or try to motivate himself with the last remnants of strength that he has, negadar ragzonas hativim, against his natural tendency towards anger, or against the pain of humiliation. Why? Because his soul already is polished and shining so that these negative emotions will not stain it. Instead, he gets full with gladness and joy. So he's going to elaborate on this as we get further. But basically, what he's saying now is that you have a person who, when he is in a proper frame of mind, or the ideal mentality of a person should be, that I want to treat other people properly. I want to be careful to make sure that they treat it with the proper respect. And my only concern is to make sure that I don't fall short in that obligation. However, when it comes to myself, I am more severe on my own shortcomings, but I'm less strict when it comes to other people. And where does that come from? He says it's not an act. He says it comes from a person working on himself. It's not like you're overpowering your anger or your feelings. You're actually working on yourself to the point where these things mamash don't bother you. The mistakes of someone else actually don't bother you. You're not bothered by the humiliation. And you don't get angry. It's not like you have to conquer the anger. No, you've worked on yourself that it doesn't anger you at all. You almost come to expect it. And so you have an expectation. Hey, people are not perfect. So when someone messes up, it's sort of in line with your expectation. So there's no reason to get upset anymore. And therefore, you don't get upset at other people, but at the same time, you hold yourself, let's say, more accountable than others will.